this verse 23, a God of peace. The work that he is doing in sanctifying is never interrupted as far as he's concerned. That's what he is doing. And the apostle's prayer, as he says here, and I pray, well, that's in italics, but the wish of the is there that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. That is going on until he's brought us to glory. Then we will be blameless. And in the meantime, while he's working this out by his spirit, it says, he says, preserve blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as long as we're here in this world, in this scene, there will be the need. And I would not say only there's a need, but there is a need. But the Lord is working out his own plan concerning you and me. And to have us perfect in every way, sanctified, was said earlier. We have the past, as we are sanctified positionally, and then there's that progressive sanctification, what he's doing. But here's sanctification, that which we reach the goal in the end, and will be presented wholly, completely, as God has desired and intends for us to be. And thus it's unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it goes on, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He that has begun a good work in you will complete it or perform unto the day of Jesus Christ. How wonderful to know that when God has called me, drawn me to himself, he's not going to somewhere down the line say, well, look, I've tried everything, can't fix this guy, and he'll give up. No, he doesn't. And he is going to complete the work with each one.
The Thessalonians had been told in chapter 4 that it was the will of God that they should be sanctified. Verse 3, this is the will of God, your sanctification, abstain from immorality.
Yep.
And they were living in a very immoral society, so are we. There is the need for our own awareness in this, to sanctify ourselves, to have a part in that. But there's never going to be that perfection. It's God who is going to really carry this through. He sanctifies us wholly. It seems to have the idea of all the way to the end, completion. And your whole spirit and soul and body is in every part. So yes. all the way, in every part. There's no distance that is overlooked, and there's no part that is overlooked, so that when God does the work, he wants us, if we might say, to partner with him in that, our practical sanctification. But he is going to take charge of that process, if we might say, and make sure that it really reaches its end. For all of our failings where we may not reach the end, he will take charge at the end and say, well, now I'll take over and I'm just going to finish the work.
Isn't that what we see in Romans 1? The three stages of departure. The mind, the soul, and the body. And then finally God gave them over. And so now here we find
reverse.
Those.
No, I'm just saying it's in reverse. I'm agreeing with you, Brother Jake.
Oh, you mean.
It's, yeah, it's
in Romans.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
yeah.
Go ahead. Never mind. Never mind.
Well, no, go ahead. Well, okay, I know what you're saying.
I'm just trying to say what you're saying. So. No, I'm sorry.
You're trying to put it right.
No. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right.
I'm confused. Just go ahead.
I'm finished.
Okay. What you're saying is that verse 23 is the reverse process of Romans 1, yeah. Spiritual and body. That's, yeah, I got it.
And I think it's important. This is a very important verse
to make us understand that the human being is made of those three things. It's spirit, soul, and body. Because yeah. people sometimes link, and the scripture sometimes could use them interchangeably, the soul and the spirit. But it's very, very clear here that if anybody challenge you about that, here is a verse that said that we are body, soul, body, and spirit. Spirit, soul, and body, whatever order you want to put them. But there are three of them there, and that's really important. And the work of Christ is really have impact on each one of them. Yeah. Not just one is left. He's not taking care of my soul and spirit and left the body. He's going to take care of every one of them to bring them perfection. But that's just important, again, for some of the teaching that goes around that said, you know, there is no spirit or there is only soul or there is just whatever. Scripture is very clear, three soul and body, soul, and spirit.
Don't you think the order here is significant, though?
Yes.
I'm just suggesting it is. That God does, in a sense, begin with our spirit, and then he works on the soul and the body. But I interrupted somebody.
Brother John.
An attempt. A question, in light of what you said. Can you explain the difference of the three and how those three are sanctified?
I'm sure you have some thoughts, and you've been quiet the whole day, so the next 15 minutes are yours.
I'm asking a question for anybody, not just for you.
I think the spirit is the part of us that has been quickened by God, by the Holy Spirit, and allows you and I to have a relationship with God. He's quickened our spirit. And outside of that, when you think about John chapter 4, it's whom the Father seeketh worshipers, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's our spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit there. That's our spirit and in truth. The word truth is not the word of God. It's that nothing is hidden from him. And so this is a verse to go along with the spirit. Another verse would be that the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. So this is the part of us that God has quickened to allow us to have a relationship with him. And then the soul is the real you. The soul is the part of you that is your, you might say, the seat of your emotions. And that's the part of you. And I would just say this, that it's hard for us to distinguish the difference between spirit and soul, but the scriptures can do that. And the scriptures do that. Hebrews chapter 4 reminds us that the scriptures do that. And then the body, of course, is the shell. And that's what goes into the ground. That's what the Lord Jesus is going to raise up when he returns. And he is working on all three. And I would just say this, that to Brother Bill's point, is that I do believe it is extremely important, the order. Because the order that these three appear in are always spirit, soul, and body in scripture. They always come spirit, soul, and body. Why? Because spirit is first. God is interested in your spirit, your soul, and your body. He's interested in all three, but he quickens the spirit so that we can have a relationship with him, so that we can worship him, so that we can know that we're children of God, so that we can press forward in that relationship. And our soul is that part of us that he uses all of our emotions for service for him.